And I know it could be a country, it could be a religion, it could be a relationship, so on and so forth. But when you're talking about the realm of anointing, it's simply the power and the presence of God. That anointing comes upon us, and especially in these last days. The question I asked last week was talking about which is it, the turnaround or the battle? Well, you don't have a turnaround unless you have a battle. According to 2 Corinthians 4, 7, 8, and 9, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. For if you do not walk by faith, you'll stay in that battle. But God wants us to be living in the realm of anointing, that no matter what happens around us, according to verse 8, it says we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. There's a rumbling going on in heaven today for this end time shaking and revival that's coming our way. Don't be frightened or be scared of the shaking. We just got to put the pedal to the metal and keep on going. Amen. You've landed on the shore of a land that God has promised you. That's the promise of His Word. In the last days, there'll be a great outpouring of His Spirit. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams. Where are we at? And don't tell me at church. I mean with God. We're standing on the border of inheritance like never before. Is it going to be worth the fight? Is it going to be worth the battle? Will it be worth the struggle? I believe so. And it will be a turnaround. A great turnaround. The battle is always the hardest right before the breakthrough. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You. We thank You that we can stand before You and present ourselves to You as a vessel of honor. Use us as You see fit, Lord. We thank You today, God, that we have Your forgiveness. Our daily needs are met. And yes, even from the deliverance from temptation. Lord, we just ask that You anoint these lips of clay. Let me speak Your words with authority and with boldness. And it's in the precious holy name of Christ we're praying, we're believing, and we're expecting great things. And the church said, Amen. 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 You may be seated together. Thank you, worship team. They say, the scientists say, that the darkest part of night is just before dawn. How many victories have we walked away from? How many times have we just been that close? In the heat of the battle, right before victory becomes ours, and we give up. We turn away and begin to worry about something else. I say, don't give up in your battle today. Because at the breakthrough of your battle is your victory. You say, is it worth it? It will be worth it when we get the victory. In history, the Spanish conquistador, Hernan Cortes, got the harebrained idea that they were raging in battle. And he thought to himself, well, I'll just give my people no opportunity that they can run. So he ordered his whole fleet of ships in the harbor off the coast of Mexico to be set on fire. Some of us need to hear the words, you need to burn your ships. You have no opportunity back there. What God had brought me from, I don't ever want to go back. It's not worth it to me. The problem with many today is that they give up too quickly. Joshua 24, 29 and 30 says that it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance. And I'm not going to try to pronounce that name. Timnath-Serah, which is in the Mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill of Gash. Take your word for it, God. But understand this. None of us need to go down in history as an almost. King Agrippa told Paul, Paul was witnessing to him. He said, you know, Paul, you almost got me. I almost commit my life to the Lord. I believe that God is God in your life, but God in my life would not be possible. What kept him to be in a Christian was simply his position, his family, his friends, and yes, his wealth. It's just not worth it. I don't know. We thought we were going to be awful bored and tired of what we do. Now I wish we had more time on our hands to do what God has called us to do. I've got two more points today for you. I know we have our Lord's Prayer that we said last week, which simply says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Better get rid of that cough drop. Not working. Point number two of my message is the realm of the anointing. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Acts chapter 5 or write it down somewhere and go back to it later. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. Acts chapter 5, 12 through 16. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them. But the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Any church in America or in this world, for that matter, that is doing anything for the kingdom work is growing. In the realm of the anointing, chains are broken. Lives are set free. Liberty and freedom. We get glimmers of hope here at LPA. And we get all excited. But now, where are they? Have you questioned it? Have you got enough concern for those lost souls? Well, we better change things around. The presence and the power of God will bring the turnaround in your battle, in your struggle, in your fight. The realm of anointing is simply the presence of God to do the kingdom work. You think it's hard? You think it's tough? What are you going to do when someone drops dead in a service and you don't have anything but prayer to rely on? We've got a lot on our board over here, on our wall, but we need more. What does the scripture say over here? It says, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. It's not your will. It's His will. Lead us this day, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. The realm of anointing is something that makes such a big difference in our lives. Yet we'd rather pick up the telephone and shoot out a text. Because most of us don't want to talk to anybody. Understand that God is in control. God is on the move. And what He tells us might be foolishness to you. And that goes along with the last point. Christ, the power and wisdom of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1. And these are quite lengthy, but very good scripture. 1 Corinthians 1, 13 through 25. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness. For the cross of Christ is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. But because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. I'm so thankful that Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. There is no other. There's nothing except Christ and Him crucified. You say salvation is the only thing that He wanted to do for me. No, He wants you to be more than just saved. He wants you sanctified. He wants you filled with the Holy Ghost. He wants you on fire, burning for Him. You say, I don't have any education. Stop making excuses. God's word said that He would use the foolish things. Who's more foolish than we are? Who's more foolish than we are? I know what today's society calls victory, but God wants to show off His victory with His power and His unquenchable words of wisdom through vessels that are willing to say, okay, God, here I am. Use me. Send me. I know things look like they're falling to pieces. We're shaking at the seams. We're bucking and rolling. We feel like we're about ready to explode. But hang in there. Keep the controls pressed down. Let's get going, because we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Would you stand with me? You've heard me say in messages and Bible studies, that there's graveyards full of potential. That simply means your talents and your things that you know what you can do, you don't use them. It was fun to see Gage and Briar helping on her displays. I could sit and watch Briar for hours. But he put his heart into it. Imagine what reward he's going to get for that. For the message of hope that people are going to see. Would you bow your heads with me? Our scripture text talked about treasure in earthen vessels. Common, ordinary people can become a great man or woman of God. What's the key? The key is that you believe. The key is that you have faith. That you trust in Him, in Jesus Christ, in the cross. What have you personally experienced in your relationship with the Lord? Remember the first moment that you got saved? The burdens of your soul just lifted. That's where we need to get back to. Having all the freedom and joy, the peace and the comfort. And that only comes by us living in the realm, in the habitat, in the presence of our Lord. While your heads are bowed, I'm going to ask you that dreaded question. What is it that you need the Lord to do? Right now, what's the top priority in your life? Some of you are sick in body. Some of you need questions answered. Some of you need help at work. You're standing at the border of your inheritance. We're living in this realm of anointing. Anointing not to feel good, but anointing to do service for the kingdom. We're servants of the Most High God. We're the Apostle Paul, Peter, James, John. It's by faith that we say, no, devil, you can't have my family. They're mine and they're the Lord's. We've dedicated many here at LPA. And I believe what we did by faith still is good today. Do you need to spend some time? Or are you going to go through the motions today and walk back out of here unchanged? Attitude that stinks to high heaven? Or are you going to say, no, I'm going to listen to what Pastor has shared today? I want to turn around. I got to have the victory. If that's you, I want you to step out. We don't have our sign in the pulpit, but it's still on the platform here. The altar is always open. If you're in the need of prayer, don't let the excuse that someone has let you down. Put your big boy pants on. Is there anybody else? And I don't want to hear, I don't know how you do it, but every time you preach, it's like you've seen things in my life. No, that's God trying to do a work for you. It has nothing to do with me. Come on. Is there others? Prayer warriors, I need some. If you don't have the faith, stay back at your chair. Because these ladies need people of faith. Servants of God who say, no, my prayers don't go unhindered, or don't go unhindered. But they're powerful. Is there any others? Today, Father, I ask you in the precious name of the Lord, and yes, many of them say, I feel like it's me all the time. I know it's me all the time. But today you're going to do a turnaround. Today you're going to do a turnaround in their lives. Women of God, women that you're able to anoint because they matter. The experience, Lord, that's standing before me. Mighty warriors. Help them each and every day to remember that it's your armor that makes the difference. That today, Lord, you're the one that gives the victory. You're the one, Lord, that breaks the chains. Remove the barriers right now, Lord. The stumbling blocks. God, their feet planted on the solid rock. They are not in a grave, but you set them ablaze for the kingdom of God. Let your will be done in each one of these ladies. Let the power and the glory of God ignite them. Let them at night stop and think, did I really do that? With God's help, you did that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, ladies, I want you to stretch your hands toward heaven and begin to praise Him. Love on Him. It's the least that we can do. Just take the time in the name of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy of all the glory, all of the praise. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Glory and power forever. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty warrior, dressed for battle.